All right, good morning. It is really good to see you guys. Hello. Okay, now how many of you have hands? Oh, I see them. How many of you have two hands? Oh, that's disappointing. That's sort of so boring, really. Like, you have the two hands and they both look the same. Okay, I think that, I mean, maybe that's all right. I have two hands and they don't look the same. But do you know that our hands help us do lots of things? Your hands can help you do lots of things, and we're going to talk about that today. This hand can wave. This hand can get people to ask lots of questions. But we're going to think about this hand today, because that's the hand, you guys, and I don't want you to be sad that you don't have a hand that looks like this, okay? So I'm not going to flaunt that or rub it in this morning. You guys have really good hands, and they're very complicated, and they do all these great things without you even having to think about it. This is the one thing I want to see if you guys can do today. Can you go like this? Can you make your hand go like that? Good. Keep that in mind, okay? When I tell you the story, you're going to do that. When I say point, you say point. Some of you might have heard you're not supposed to point. I'm giving you permission in this story, okay? I'm going to tell you a story you might have heard before. Have you heard about when God made Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden? You've heard that story? Look at what your hands are doing. They're waving to let me know that you have heard that story. Okay, I now know you've heard it. So I'm going to tell you the fast version because I know you know some of the details. Ready? Here's lightning round version. God makes a great place. He makes everything we see, light, air, water, land, trees. Then he makes people, and he makes a man, and he makes a woman. And he says, I've made all this for you, and you can eat any of these trees that you want, and they make all this great, delicious fruit. I'm asking you not to eat fruit off of one tree, okay? And they say, okay. They have all this great stuff to do. And then here comes this snake. And he said, what did God tell you to do? He says, well, he said, all this great stuff is here, but he said, don't eat that. And the snake said, really? Why? Well, because he said there'd be problems if we didn't. He said, they're not going to be problems. So just go ahead and have the fruit. And then one of them says, that is kind of interesting or curious, maybe, and it looks good, so I'll have the fruit. And then the other one, and hands it to the other one, and he says, okay, I guess I'll have the fruit. And then God says, hey, what happened? And then they say, now, get ready to point. Okay, talks to the woman. Do you remember the woman's name?
Eve.
That's right, Eve. And he asked, first of all, he talks to the man, I think. And what's the man's name?
Adam.
And you know what Adam says? Get ready to point. Ready, point. That's her fault. That's Eve's fault. She talked to that snake, gave me the food. Her fault. And then God talks to Eve and said, what happened? Ready? Point! It's that talking snake. He said that fruit was good to eat. Now, what are you doing right now? You're pointing. Now, say I'm the one you're pointing to. Look at your hand. You got one finger pointing at me, if you think I'm the problem, and how many fingers are pointing back at you? Three fingers pointing back at you. Adam points to Eve. Is that woman? Oh, but here's finger one. I should have known that God gave us all we needed. Finger two, I should have trusted God. Finger three, hey, maybe I should have taken my wife and not even been in that area. Eve, hey, it's that talking snake. Finger one, hey, maybe I should be a little more nervous about talking snakes. They're kind of scary. Maybe I should trust God. Finger two. Finger three, maybe I should get myself and Adam out of here because we have everything that God has for us. Do you know what they were doing? And I bet you guys are good at it, even if you don't want to admit it. They were blaming. Now, who here is a really good speller? Who can spell the word blame? Hannah. Hold on.
I'm not in the school mood. Okay. B-L-A-M-E.
Yes, B-L-A-M-E, or as I like to think of it, be lame. So don't blame, don't be lame. If you make a mistake, and your parents might know when you do, if you make a mistake and they ask you about it, don't be lame, don't blame. Here's what I would like you to try. I would like you to try this. Say yes. That was my fault, and I'm sorry about that. instead of, it was my brother's fault, one, oh, there's one, two, three. It's my sister's fault, oh, one, one, two, three. Don't be lame, don't blame. If you make a mistake, say I'm sorry, and I hope you can forgive me. Do you know that God has told us if we say that we made mistakes, the Bible in 1 John 1, 9 says, if we say to God that we're sorry and that we made a mistake, he will always forgive us. But do you know that he can't forgive you if you're doing this with your finger? Okay? So let's try that out this week. Don't be lame. Don't blame. All right? Let's pray. Father, you have taken away our blame, and we are so grateful for that. And we know that you want us to make good decisions, but even when we don't, give us the strength and the courage and the faith in your forgiveness to come to you and say, I made a mistake and I'm sorry. And help us not to blame others, but to do the things that we think are right. Thank you for loving us, forgiving us, and for saving us. And for these things and for all these kids here today and the ones who can't be here today, we're grateful and we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.